Hello, Andreas. This is Mike Travis here. I'm getting back here from Travelers. You had a general question, I think, or comment on with a lot of these contractors' equipment deals, why why our competitors are so strange about having to schedule items rather than providing large unscheduled items limits. I think it's honestly one of those things that just it's been done so long in the industry that we just kind of continue to do it. The other thing that with the scheduling, it does help to bolster things like co-insurance and valuation. I generally, as rule of thumb, will try to stick as much as I can under the unscheduled. Usually I'm comfortable with items that are $1 million or less. And I find it much easier in a claims issue where you don't have to go back if somebody with coverage reformations, if somebody forgot a date or had the item listed differently. It makes it easier for everybody. Specific question I think you had on Yank Marine. You're trying to it looks like a twofold thing. It looks like maybe you guys wanted to combine the billing. So that looks like one of the issues. And for us to combine billing, we have to know that sort of in advance before we issue. So I would have to try to figure that out, how we would do that after the fact. Because my guess is that a bunch of the BUs already hit that issuance button. Your other question, I think, about the EPLI, that looks like it was written with a BU that maybe part of the account was written with another agent. That looks to be a different issue that you have to bring up with that department. If you have questions, give me a ring at 781-817-8406. I'll see what we can do after the fact from a combined bill standpoint. Thank you. Bye.